This podcast is brought to you by Nedbank. Whether you're thinking of starting a new business or growing your existing business, keep listening to this podcast for great tips on how to manage your business goals.
Welcome to the Essential Guide for Small Business Owners podcast brought to you by Nedbank. My name is Mdiwa Gavaz of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and I am joined in studio by Thame Niemand, who is a finance and business advisor and wrote the Essential Guide for Small Business Owners, which is available for download right now on nedbank.co.za on the Small Business tab. Thane, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Mdiwa. Good to be with you.
Can you give us just a little bit about you?
Thanks, Mdiwa. Yeah, I'm a small business owner, and I've been involved with small business for nearly 30 years. I've enjoyed tremendously sharing my insights through seminars, through the radio, television, and I was fortunate enough to be on all four seasons of the Nedbank television show called It's My Biz.
Okay. Now, around small businesses today, we are talking about financial tools and assessments. And, you know, the first question for any business owner is it really possible for me to check whether my business is healthy and actually making money?
That's such a good question. Now, I get asked that question quite a lot, Mdiwa. So, on a Saturday morning at around 8 o'clock, there's a park run in my town.
Yeah.
And I'm there and I run the park run. It's a timed event. And what I really enjoy about the park run is that at the end of the day, I get an email and it tells me this is how many people were in the park run. This is where you came. Yeah. This is your time.
Yeah.
How many men you beat or how many men beat yeah. you. And the important part of that though is it gives me where I position myself in my age category.
Yeah.
And it tells me you were 40% in the group of your age category.
Yeah.
So for me, that 40% is important because it tells me how healthy I am in relation to my age group.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the same with small business owners.
Yeah.
We as small business owners often are on our own. We don't know where we fit. Are we doing the right thing or the wrong thing? So yes, very definitely there is a way to check whether your business is healthy. And in fact, you mentioned the guide. The guide gives you some ideas on financial tools that you can use online and in the actual document itself to help you assess how healthy your business is.
Now, you're saying I can check these things online, but how do I do it if I'm not an accountant?
If you can add and subtract and multiply and divide, you can actually use the information in the guide.
Yeah.
Because the tools that we've put in the guide actually show you step for step how to do these calculations. The big trick though is you've got to have proper records and history. So your administration is very important when it comes to using these tools. Because
yeah.
as you know, garbage in,
garbage out.
Mm.
So in light of that, some people might then say, my accountant is telling me that I'm making money, or my financial records are telling me that I'm making money, but I'm struggling to actually pay my suppliers. How does this actually happen and why?
Okay. So when you look at these tools, these ratios, these guidelines that we've got in the guide, it's going to be able to tell you, for example, how efficiently you're running the business.
Yeah.
So efficiency relates to things like, how quickly are you turning your stock over?
Yeah.
Because obviously, the more you turn your stock over at the right price, the more money you're going to make, the less cash flow hassles you're going to have.
Yeah.
But it's also going to tell you, for example, something like your pricing may be incorrect.
Yeah.
So you're turning a profit, you're making sales, but your pricing is incorrect. So you're not making enough money to cover your costs.
Yeah.
So when your accountant tells you you've got a profit, what he's actually talking about is the efficiency, because a profit and cash flow are two totally different things.
Yeah.
How it works would be, for example, and I'll use a simple example. You buy a car for cash.
Yes.
Okay, you haul out 100,000 rand out of your business and you buy this car for cash.
Yeah.
Now, the car's profit deduction is only perhaps 25% or 20%.
Yeah.
So, although your cash flow is gone with 100,000 rand, your tax deduction is only 20,000 rand.
Yeah.
So you've got now a profit,
yeah.
but you don't have the cash.
Yes.
So
yes.
it's about the treatment of your expenses.
Okay. You've already mentioned this issue of cash flow. What are some of the challenges that actually come with cash flow, and how do people, I guess, overcome them?
Okay. So cash flow is probably one of the two most important questions that are ever raised by an entrepreneur. The second one is, how do I go about funding? But that's a story for another day. So cash flow, I believe, is caused, in my experience, by a couple of factors. Number one is your pricing is incorrect.
Yeah.
So you're selling a product or you're selling a service and you're not selling it at the right price.
Yeah.
If you are selling the product at the right price, you may have a problem collecting your money. And us small business owners are very bad with collecting money that is due to us.
Mm.
We don't follow up enough. We don't have a proper debtors collection system in place. So be careful that you might be doing the sales but not collecting the money. The third, and this is where your banker helps quite a lot, is if you can chat to your banker about using the right funding for the right need. And I've mentioned buying a car for cash.
Yeah.
Doesn't work like that. If you, unless you've got a truckload of money,
yeah,
you want to use maybe an installment sale agreement to buy a car. So the inappropriate use of your money is also a cause for cash flow. And I'm sad to say, but sometimes as business owners create cash flow problems for ourselves because we use too much business cash flow for our private needs. You want that car, but maybe a lesser car would have placed less cash flow constraints on your business. So the business owner sometimes creates his own cash flow constraints.
Okay. So to end off, what are, I guess, maybe two quick ways that people can just rectify these cash flow challenges?
One that I always like is take a deposit.
Yeah.
Take a deposit from your new clients. Maybe your old clients would be a bit offended if all of a sudden after 5 years you're asking for a deposit.
Yeah.
And the other way that you could do quite easily is phone your supplier and ask him, you know, I pay all my invoices on cash. Can you give me 30 days? Can I rather pay you over 30 days? Or if you've got 30 days, ask him if you can pay him over 60 days.
Yeah.
So those are two easy ways to improve your cash flow challenge.
Okay.
Having one of those right now.
So that's been it in this discussion just around financial tools and assessments. If you want to learn more, you can download the Essential Guide for Small Business Owners available on netbank.co.za right now under the Small Business tab. And it is written by our guest in studio, Thame Niemann, who is a finance and business advisor and the author of that book. I've been Leo Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Essential Guide for Small Business Owners podcast, brought to you by NetBank.
This podcast was brought to you by NetBank. To download the Essential Guide for Small Business Owners, search NetBank Small Business Services. See money differently. NetBank.